Software architecture is a delicate dance between business needs and technical possibilities. Unlike the rigid world of building architecture, software demands flexibility and adaptability while maintaining structural integrity. The most successful architects stand with one foot firmly in each world, understanding business priorities while mastering technical implementation. This dual perspective allows them to create solutions that not only function technically, but deliver genuine business value. What makes this challenge particularly difficult is that we naturally gravitate toward complexity. There's something intellectually stimulating about crafting intricate solutions, and let's be honest, they make us look clever. But complexity breeds more complexity. Consider air traffic control systems that have become so convoluted they're nearly impossible to update. The essential complexity, coordinating thousands of aircraft, gets buried under layers of accidental complexity, the solutions we build to address the core problem. The true art of software architecture isn't showcasing technical prowess, it's solving essential complexity without introducing unnecessary complications. When faced with a problem like inventory tracking, resist the urge to implement sophisticated event sourcing systems when a straightforward database would suffice. Remember that simplicity before generality is a virtue, not a compromise. Frameworks derived from working code almost always outperform theoretical ones in real-world applications. Most project failures stem from people problems, not technology choices. When someone seems to be doing it wrong, the solution is a conversation, not new technology. Treating team members with respect transforms technically brilliant architects into effective ones. The ivory tower approach, where specifications are dictated from above, leads to developer revolts and project failure. Instead, focus on clear communication and leadership. Keep kickoffs simple with visual diagrams rather than lengthy documents. Capture whiteboard sessions digitally and share via wiki. Create a collaborative environment where architectural decisions are validated with developers, generating buy-in rather than resistance. Many architects evolve from technical roles where success came from talking to machines, but architectural effectiveness depends on communicating with humans. You must sell your ideas through effective communication. One powerful technique: stand up when addressing groups about architectural guidance. This naturally communicates authority. To increase conversational effectiveness, approach situations as dialogues rather than confrontations. Manage your emotions before engaging and establish mutually agreed-upon goals. Starting with shared purpose transforms potentially adversarial interactions into collaborative problem-solving. Hardware fails. Software fails. Networks fail. Humans make mistakes. These aren't pessimistic observations, they're fundamental realities that shape good architecture. Every safety mechanism we add introduces new failure modes, like clustering software that can cause split-brain syndrome when networks falter. Netflix's Chaos Monkey, which randomly terminates production instances, exemplifies the right approach. Rather than trying to prevent all failures, design for resilience. Accept that failures will happen and plan your system's reaction to specific breakdowns. Create safe failure modes that contain damage and protect the system. When facing budgettecture, where sound technology choices are sacrificed for cost-cutting, resist the engineer's instinct to immediately explain technical trade-offs. When a project sponsor asks, "Do we really need X?" in that patronizing tone, counter-negotiate instead. Without redundancy, the system will crash during board demonstrations. We actually need more resources to maintain capacity during maintenance. This shifts the conversation from cutting corners to managing requirements. Vague terms like fast or responsive aren't requirements. They lack objective success metrics. Every quality attribute needs specific quantification. How many? In what period? How often? At what rate? A proper requirement is precise, must respond to user input in no more than 1500 milliseconds. Under normal load, average response time must be between 750 to 1200 milliseconds. This creates clear success criteria and focuses efforts on measurable outcomes. While business users typically specify functional requirements, architects must address non-functional aspects like performance and resiliency. Performance testing should begin by the third iteration, not at development's end. Early testing identifies when performance degraded, narrows troubleshooting to recent changes, establishes baselines, and validates architectural choices. Despite vendor claims, switching infrastructure products rarely solves fundamental problems. Vendor-claimed performance improvements mean little if the underlying architecture is inefficient. Meaningful improvements require thoughtful architectural work, not silver bullet solutions. Software architects must develop contextual sense, knowledge of what's reasonable in a given situation. Rechtin noted architects typically need about 10 years of education and experience before handling system-level problems. The crucial architectural skill isn't knowing patterns, but understanding when to apply them. There are no universal solutions. Architects must balance stakeholder interests, including contractual obligations, revenue, customer satisfaction, cost containment, and creating valuable technology assets. When developers commit and run with untested code that breaks the build, they halt team flow. Architects should support fast automated testing through mocks or in-memory databases rather than external systems. Invest in making the system faster to work with through simulators or modularized components to improve development speed. System builders often discover that one data model can't serve all business needs equally well. While technical domains allow forced uniqueness, business domains reflect the messy real world. Rather than imposing a single solution, accept multiple, overlapping representations where appropriate, allowing different views to coexist within natural boundaries. Your database is the permanent home of your most valuable asset, your data. While interfaces and logic evolve rapidly, data structures remain relatively stable, making a solid initial data model critical. Though agile methods popularize designing applications on the fly, this approach risks your data layer. Schema migrations are difficult and error-prone. A fortress-like data model provides security through referential integrity and domain constraints, rejecting invalid data as a final defense against bugs. When evaluating design options, treat uncertainty as a key design driver that determines where to defer commitment and where to partition. Good architecture reduces the significance of design decisions rather than amplifying them. In enterprise development, architects must bridge business and technology, letting business objectives drive technical decisions. Understanding the desired ROI prevents overspending. Create transparency through visible charts and frequent releases. Without clear business direction, developers inadvertently make business decisions by default. Many passionate architectural frameworks eventually become irrelevant. The greatest risk is solving the wrong problem. No matter how hard we work, our efforts are wasted if we miss what's truly needed. We advocate for simplicity but rarely practice it, justifying complexity with claims of agility or future-proofing. Time inevitably exposes these misguided choices. True simplicity emerges only through perspective. Software architecture carries ethical dimensions. Every architectural decision dictates what users can and cannot do, often more rigidly than law. Consider the multiplier effect. Making fields required might save development time, but forces countless users to gather additional information. Burdening others for your convenience is unethical. Performance is critical, yet frequently deprioritized. Systems must balance implementation team productivity, human interaction efficiency, and non-interactive component performance. Architects must address all these dimensions. Architectural success is measured by how well it serves human needs while adapting to change. Great architecture creates spaces where both software and people thrive. Build with humility, flexibility, and appreciation for technology's human dimension.